You're listening to SBS News.
Wongathur Yamatji woman Mary Ellen Passmore spent the last 6 years living with motor neuron disease. At 63 years of age, the mother of three and grandmother of 14 dedicated most of her life to working on education programs for Aboriginal communities. But the disease first left her unable to walk and eventually unable to move unassisted. She chose to end her life in a Perth hospital on Thursday, one of the first people to use Western Australia's new voluntary assisted dying laws.
I feel very honoured to choose when and where I can die. I'm very happy with my decision.
The new laws allow patients suffering a terminal illness to legally end their life if they meet strict eligibility criteria and have been assessed by two medical practitioners. Her three children supported her decision. Challen Edwards is Ms. Passmore's eldest son.
She's vocalised to me, at a very early stage, that she wanted to do this. And she's been waiting for the law to change. And this is why, now that it has changed, she's on the list straight away. If she wasn't suffering, I'd be against this, but the amount of suffering she's gone through is unreal.
The laws were passed in 2019 after hours of heated debate in the Parliament and 55 amendments to the original bill. The WA Premier, Mark McGowan, confirmed that at least one other person has accessed voluntary assisted dying since it became available in Western Australia on July 1st.
That will be no doubt a very sad experience for the person and their family, but at the same time, that person chose to use the laws to avoid pain at the end of their life, which is a personal choice now under these laws. And so it's quite historic that it's now been used, and we expect many other people at the end of their life who want to avoid the final painful days, months or weeks may choose to use these laws, and that will be a matter of personal choice. But it's quite an historic moment, and it's now been used this week.
WA became the second state to introduce VAD after Victoria. The parliaments of South Australia and Tasmania have each passed laws which will come into effect from late 2022, while the Queensland government introduced a bill in May this year. Ms. Passmore acknowledged that some people may not understand her decision, but she spent her final days thinking only of her family.
I feel at peace within myself. And the love of my children, and they are saying, yes, Mum, you've had enough, and I love my children for allowing me to do this.
Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.